Welcome to the Master Marketing and Monetize podcast with me, your host, Leon George. I went from being an unfulfilled attorney at law to becoming a widely successful marketing coach. I help my clients master social media marketing their way so they can monetize their skill sets and build demand for their coaching programs. On this podcast, I share the best advice when it comes to social media marketing and running your online business. If you are an online coach or a service provider, then this is the podcast for you, as I'll get you one step closer to becoming the person that you need to be to finally have your dream life and business. Let's get started. Hello, hello, season greetings, Merry Christmas, happy soon to be New Year. And if you're listening from the future, then happy 2023. Now, before I dive into this week's podcast episode, I want to let you know that on January 7th, I'll be hosting an intimate virtual workshop teaching you how to plan your 2023 content. So if you want to step into the identity of a planner, or maybe you already plan and you simply want the accountability, the strategy, the support to actually get it done, or maybe a space to actually sit down and do the work, then this workshop is definitely for you. The investment is only $50 US or $350 TT, and the value is just so much more. I'm literally sharing my entire content planning framework that has allowed me to consistently create high quality content for the past 3 years. I literally cannot wait to like sit down and plan with you. And you can definitely go to the link in my show notes to sign up for this workshop, or you can go to leongeorge.com/workshop. All right, now let's get started. On December 30th, 2019, so that's like 3 years ago, I was cleaning for the New Year's, and I said, you know what, Leon, I've had this business idea for so long, literally almost a year. I said, you know what, I'm going to publish my first Instagram post, because I had created a profile and all that jazz already. All right. And now here we are like 3 years later, and I'm still going. Like, I have my own podcast. I've served like hundreds of people, and I've impacted like thousands of people through my online content and my online presence. Right. I also learned a lot of tough lessons today, and I want to share some of them with you so that hopefully you can take heed and perhaps do it the easier way. All right, this is my favorite type of podcast episode to record. I like to call it like my yearly recap episodes, because you learn so much throughout the year. And I'm like, you know what? This last podcast episode for 2022, I'm definitely going to take you through the journey. And I'm definitely going to share the toughest lessons that I had to learn. As always, feel free to take away what is the most impactful for you and leave the rest. All right, so let's dive into it. The first one is that safety is not in numbers. So growing up, I was led to believe that you'll only be safe and secure with like a high paying job and like a whole bunch of money in your savings and your bank account. Like, that's how you're going to feel safe, right? And maybe you're still hearing that same thing today. So when I left the corporate world and I decided to start my business, I created offers so persons can pay me monthly and I can have that sense of security, like if I was in a job. I also started like building my emergency fund, like I think early last year. And I was like, you know what, this is my just in case money, because you might never know what happens. And I mean, obviously, there is absolutely nothing wrong with building savings or building an emergency fund. It's definitely top recommended, so I'm definitely not bashing the actual act itself. Nor is there anything wrong with setting up recurring payments for your business, right? I actually still do this, and it's a super smart way to run your business. I think that the problem arises when you place all your trust in an emergency fund and recurring payments, when in reality, those things in itself aren't guaranteed to keep you safe. You can lose that high-paying job at any moment. Your recurring client, no matter how they seem or whatever, they can decide to stop paying you at any time. And your emergency, or your thing that you need to put money towards, right? Your emergency can be bigger than your emergency fund at any time. Like, I've known people who have literally been saving for years, 10 years, 15 years, and then a big emergency happened and they still need help. All right. So in reality, safety comes from who you are. Safety does not come from numbers. It comes from your skill sets. It comes from your self-trust. It comes from your ability to help others and how you've treated others in this lifetime. That is how you build safety. Safety could never come from numbers, right? So that's what I wish I knew 3 years ago as I started on this journey as a business owner, right? I wish 3 years ago I built my self-trust just as much as I focus on building my numbers. Even if you're at a place right now where like your bank account doesn't look like what you want it to look like, even if you have debt, even if you have no savings or little savings, build safety in who you are as an individual, right? So start to believe that you have what it takes to solve any problem that life throws at you. Like, that's what I've been telling myself lately. I'm like, I'm a problem solver. Like, I solved so many problems in the past 3 years. Like, I am a problem solver. Like, no matter what comes up, I'm like, you know what? I got this, right? So you have what it takes to make money. You have what it takes to figure out any financial or life situation. And trust that if you build your skill sets, if you build your mindset, if you help people for free through your content, if you help people through your paid offers, and if you create systems, right, for money to flow to you or for opportunities to flow to you, then you'd always create your own opportunities. And that is the only way that you will really and truly be safe. All right. Now, the second tough lesson that I learned, or I wish I knew 3 years ago, was simply create the content, Leon, and then walk away. When I started my business, I thought that content creation was going to be this fair exchange. I thought that if I produce 3 pieces of content, then I should have 3 potential clients in my DMs, right? But what I've learned in the past 3 years is that it definitely does not work like that. Content is more like a snowflake, and each piece of content, which is like the tiny snowflake, can eventually build into a snowball, right? And with time and with the right content strategy, of course, the snowball will become bigger and bigger and bigger. And soon enough, you wouldn't even have to add much new snowflakes for it to grow and for it to become noticeable. What is going to happen is that any and everybody will start recognizing who you are, right? And this is how your content works, right? I want you to treat your content like little seeds that you plant, and soon enough, it will blossom into something amazing. So that's why I'm like, 3 years ago, I should have set the expectation to zero when it comes to content creation. And I should have said, you know what? Create the content, then walk away. Go for a damn walk. Go enjoy your life. Go to the beach. Go call up a friend. Like, do whatever, like, brings joy to you. Like, don't create the content and be checking every 5 minutes. You're like, I wonder how many likes. Ooh, I wonder how many comments. I wonder who shared it. I wonder if somebody's going to DM me as a result of this. Like, no. Reduce your, you know, that TikTok trend? Like, reduce your expectations to zero. Like, literally reduce your expectations to zero. Focus more on how each piece of content can help someone and share how they can work with you, and then go live your life, right? Keep doing this over and over again, and trust that with time, all the goodwill and the consistency will pay off. And soon enough, your brand will become this huge snowball that people will be forced to recognize and acknowledge. Be patient and be willing to play the long game. All right. And that's my second really thing that I really wish I knew 3 years ago when I started this entrepreneurial journey. Now, the third thing that I wish I knew 3 years ago was to simply hire the coach or that person that you've been thinking about. Like, just go ahead and hire them. You know, if you know that there's anyone or anything or any tool that can help you or your business, your life, simply hire that or go purchase that thing. All right. I hired my first coach in late 2020. She was a mindset coach and she really helped me with so much more. All right. She helped me realize that I can choose the life that I want instead of sitting in pity. And as a result of her, I decided that, you know what? I am no longer going to be doing social media management. And which was extremely stressful, by the way. And I transitioned into a marketing coach and an educator where I now teach persons the strategies that I have used for myself and my clients' businesses. All right. And as a result of that, when she was like, you know, you could choose the business that you want, right? I was like, you know what? if I can choose my business, I mean, I could also choose other things. I was like, I can choose my dream partner. Like, I'm not settling. I can choose my dream friendships. Like, I'm not settling. I can choose my dream adventures. If I want to go somewhere, Google is like so accessible. I can figure out how to get wherever I want to go. And I can choose my dreams. No dream is too far-fetched. No dream is too unrealistic, right? Like, be delusional when it comes to your dreams and what it is you want. So, like, looking back, I don't think, like, I would have been where I am today if it weren't for me deciding to hire that first coach, right? And, of course, I had many persons after that. But that first one, I always feel like it was such a pivotal moment for me, you know? Now, I don't even think twice when it comes to investing in people, investing in things, investing in opportunities. Anything that would get me further along in life, I'm like, take my money. Take it. All right. I definitely think that my ideas and my actions definitely played a big role. Like, I'm not saying the coach will do everything for you or that one thing you want will do everything for you. You need to, like, do the work as well. But I do think that if I did not make those investments, right, whether in a coach or whether in a tool or something, I would have struggled and forced my way here versus gracefully being here and gracefully being able to share, right? You can get off that struggle bus. You don't have to struggle your way through life for it to be a worthwhile life or a worthwhile story. If I can go back 3 years ago, I'd start working with a coach from the get-go, literally. If I had a job when I started my business, I would have taken a bit of money from my job salary and I would have hired somebody to help me, right? If I was full-time in my business, which I was, as I started to make some sort of flow of income, I would have put that towards an investment, literally, right? So as I said, like, literally, there is no reward for suffering and doing things the hard way in life. And of course, if you have been struggling when it comes to social media, Instagram, creating content, then you can always message me on Instagram at Leon George and share, tell me what you're up to, tell me what has been getting you caught up, what has been causing mind drama when it comes to posting on social media. You know, you could even book a sales call where I can actually assess your business and what you can do in 2023 to push your online presence further and to show up consistently on social media, right? Decide now as you're listening to this podcast episode, now, as we are literally like less than a week away from 2023, decide that you are worth the investment. Decide that you're ready to take action. You're ready to come off that struggle bus and decide that you're going to find a way to make it work no matter what. So that's my third thing that I wish I knew 3 years ago. The next thing that I wish I knew 3 years ago is that there is no point of arrival when it comes to business. I really thought that by year three, this would be a smooth sailing operation. I've always heard that year one and year two are the hardest, and by year three, you'll have everything figured out, you know, and this couldn't be further from the truth. What I had to learn about, like, running a business is that there's no point of arrival. There's no final destination where you literally kick off your shoes, rock back at the pool, and have the kitchen staff, like, ask you, like, what do you want to have to drink? What do you want on our menu today? You know, there's none of that, right? At year one or year five, you still face a lot of challenges when it comes to running your business. What I would say is that at my stage where I'm now entering, like, my fourth year in business, I deal with those challenges much quicker than I did in year one and year two. I am able to find solutions quickly, adapt to the situation, and move on with my day. Also, since there's no point of arrival, that means that in business, you'll need to build the habit of celebrating as often as you can. I make an effort at the end of every day to celebrate. I need to find at least one thing that I'm super proud of. You know, every Friday, I check in with my clients and I'm like, tell me, share, what are you celebrating? What's a win? What is something you feel really proud of completing or doing? Every single day, you should really and truly find something to celebrate, no matter how little it is. Maybe it's you listening to this podcast episode while you're cleaning for the new year. Maybe it's you simply not giving up, no matter the obstacles that was thrown at you this year or last year. Whatever it is, celebrate and give thanks, because you are probably doing way better than you think you are right now. Now, the next thing that I wish I knew when I started 3 years ago was that a slow business is not a bad business. Your business does not need to be this fast-paced, everything is urgent business model for it to be successful. in 2020, my first full year as a business owner, the second half was extremely fast-paced. I was deep into social media management and I was ridiculously busy. I was booked out, literally. I was booked out. If anybody wanted to work with me, they had to like wait until my schedule cleared up. I had lots of clients and I couldn't even give myself a break if I wanted to. Every week there was some sort of deadline, some client urgency. There was some project to be executed week after week after week. So I had to be like, no, I can't run and we take a day off on a Tuesday. I can't do this. I literally have to like sit down and create. All right. In 2021, I transitioned from social media management into coaching. And I was still a little busy because I had about 4 or 5 launches within that 1 year. Right. So I switched to a launch model where I would have open cart, closed cart, and people joining to work with me in my coaching programs. They having an open and closed date to actually sign up. Right. So it was super fast paced. Right. I had huge productions of launches. Like I had 5-day challenges. I had workshops, masterclasses, you name it. I had it. And this year, however, 2022, I continued coaching, but in a more simplified manner. I raised my prices. I lengthened my coaching programs to 6 months and 12 months. And my business has been very slow, as in very little excitement, very repetitive at times. But I still had sales coming in. I still had clients on my roster, but it wasn't this fast-paced kind of business that I had the last 2 years. Most of my time was actually based on content creation, coaching my clients, and very little on admin, right? I didn't have much admin because I wasn't creating this chaotic business that was super fast-paced and super things to respond to all these different things. I revamped my course curriculum and I created content weekly. Like that was most of 2022 for me. I had so much extra time this year that I was able to launch a second business. And I was even able to do like a part-time gig for 5 months in this year because I had so much time. I was like, what am I going to do with this time? When I started this business, I really had the belief that business needed to be fast-paced for it to be successful. Like you needed to always have something to do in your calendar. It's like, I need to have this now, no, 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 right? And that is definitely not the case. So if you know like you only have 1 to 2 hours daily to work on your business, figure out how you can simplify and create ease in the way that you do things and in the way that you run your business. Now, the next thing that I wish I knew 3 years ago is that it only takes one. 3 years ago, when I started my business, I thought I needed this big support system of family and friends and loved ones. And that definitely was not the case for me. I didn't have a big army of people super excited about me, like, you know, deciding to like start a brand new career that no one really knew. Like before this, people knew law. Like law is one of the most archaic, oldest careers. And I was like, you know, you're going to be a lawyer. Everybody knows law and everybody knows what a lawyer does or thinks they know, you know. But when it comes to marketing and just being in the online space, not many people were aware of it. So it was difficult for some people to support. I had been also very deep in the identity of a lawyer for like almost a decade. I've had people call me like lawyer girl and lawyerly, and I just had like, that was my entire life, all right? And it was hard for people to accept that I can be a lawyer and then I can be something else as well, you know? But with time, I found my one, literally my one person, right? One person who literally was like, Leon, you got this, you can do this. I believe in you. I see what you're creating. You know, something big is going to happen. You're going to blow up. And for you, this could be one person who believes in you wholeheartedly, one person who you can vent to unapologetically, one person who you can celebrate with daily, right? Or one person who simply keeps you accountable and is like, girl, you said you were going to do this, do the damn thing. You don't need a big army of support to start a business or to grow a business. All it takes is one. And if you feel like you don't have that one person, then guess what? You need to be that one person for yourself. Talk to yourself like how you would want your person to talk to you. Celebrate with yourself like how you'd like to be celebrated and keep yourself accountable. You can also pay for your one. All right. I did this in 2020 when I decided to hire my first coach. Like she was my one. She was my person that I could vent to. She was my person who understood me. Right. I paid for her to keep me accountable. Like if I said I was doing something, I let her know this is the plan for this week. I paid for her to be my motivation. I paid for her to celebrate my milestones with. All right. And also with time, that one forms like a snowball. And soon enough, you're going to get two, you're going to get three, and you're going to get your army of people. But for the purpose of starting or for the purpose of going on, focus on finding that one or being that one for yourself. The next lesson is that the investment in you is equally as important as the investment in your business. If you're anything like me, you will spend thousands on your business in the blink of an eye, like no drama, right? No mind drama. It's like, it's my business, whatever. You know, you can decide that your business is worth the investment and then move on simply to the next thing on your to-do list. You're like, okay, what else do we have to do for today? But when it comes to spending money or investing in you, you're a penny pincher. Raise your hand if that's you. You probably have like the same raggedy braids in your hair for months. And you're like, well, it's still neat. Or like, that was me, by the way. Like, that was me 2020. I had like such raggedy like hair. I'd be like, whatever. I'm a virtual business. Nobody's going to know, you know? Or maybe you've been like eyeing your outfit online and you're like, I want to get this. But you're like, I don't really need this right now. Or maybe it's an experience. Maybe it's somewhere that you want to go or something that you want to do. And you're like, later on in life for that. All of these examples above were me, and it's still me from time to time. But what I've seen over and over again is that every time I invested in me and I did something that lit up my soul, whether that was a trip, whether that was just doing my hair, my nails, my lashes, I would come back home and I would see that I literally just made money. Like, I swear, this sounds very clickbaity, like what you always hear in the online space, and I didn't believe it initially. But I would experience this all the time. And it was either from a client deciding to pay early or someone deciding to like shop or purchase something in like my e-commerce store, right? Of course, you need to set up systems for these things to happen. But at the same time, what I'm trying to say is that you take any time to invest in you. You take any time to do the things that are good for you and for your general maintenance and your general upkeep. It is so worth it, right? Especially if you're a solopreneur, you are the brand of your business. You are the face of your business. You know, in that instance, investing in you indirectly is you also investing in your business. Spending money on you could never, ever, ever be a bad thing. So my friend, those are my top lessons that I wish I knew when I started my business 3 years ago. Regardless of whether you're thinking about starting a business, if you already have a business and maybe you want to expand to multiple businesses in 2023, a critical skill that you need to learn is planning, especially content planning. So on January 7th, 2023, I'm hosting a content planning workshop where I'll help you map out your content plan for your business so you're able to create consistent content in 2023. You definitely want to be there. I'll share my step-by-step framework for planning content that you can use over and over and over again. You'll walk away knowing exactly what you need to do to show up consistently on social media, right? And at the end of the day, we're going to sit down and actually plan together. Me, you, and other super amazing, passionate business owners. So you can go to my link in my show notes to sign up, or go to leongeorge.com/workshop. I love you so much and I wish you all the best for the new year. See you on the next podcast episode. Bye. You've just listened to another episode of Master Marketing and Monetize podcast. If you benefited from this episode, share it to your favorite social media platform and tag me at Leon George. Let's finally master the world of online marketing and create a business of your wildest desires. See you on the next podcast episode.